Dipped and writ his own ransom. Chest full of spliffs, told the bitch it was cancer. Hit the road for some months, put a fan in the front row, getting punched out, screaming whoa with his hands up. The glorious bastard is back in that hoodie like a vein that collapsed, cause it's black sitting shoddy in the Mazda. Pack cover lap and his daddy like the answer, cause he never had one. Eyes all low on the count of what the grass done. Higher than the mast, huh? 5-star telly, nice belly on a bad one. Heavy with the raps weight, cause a nigga chip him out be really what attract the bitches. Switching brackets with the taxes, never acted different. Bony nigga, dicky spin, kinda baggy with some niggas that be trapping, shipping packages, their cake is up. Got my mama tripping like she jogging and her ankles touch. Now I'm at the Waldorf stressing. Fidget with the zip on the warlord leather. Whiskey with the split because it goes more better. Why bench him if he's scoring under full court pressure? Court pressure.
Put me in, coach. Put me in, coach. I got this, man. I'm on fire tonight. I'm telling you. Your bitch pussy smell like Swayze hat. I'm like Swayze mixed with Sajak in a straight jacket. Aim the iron at your facial bracket. You can't escape great magic. My mind make the fishes swim in strange patterns. Drifting the bass satin. Switch plates, new face, get the face tatted. Inside my lungs look shattered. Hanging backwards off the ladder. Big EBT car, got my baby mama face on it. Big checks with my name on it. Put my name on it. My face is on the pen cause I'm a G. You looking for some other shit, send them down the street. Can't even compute how much I spent on the retreat. I spent about 11,000 yen just on the feet. Another 27,000 yen just for the heat, huh? Play the guitar with my teeth. Coach called him off the bench, told his ass to sit down. Motherfucker, you were picked up in the sixth round. Throw him in a tub that's filled with hot sauce. I'm laid back, getting sucked, eating nachos. You know it's me, motherfucker. You know it's me. And it's me again. Dinosaur legs in the building. Yo, Gary. Yo, Gary. Turn that shit up, man. I can't hear it, motherfucker. Turn it up.
Bite the eel by the dozen.
pump the bass in a Trump shit, rattle like a baby hand. Except this toy costs 80 grand. And I'm crazy tan from all the places that I've been. Just for writing words with a pen. Tell the pilot, land the plane. No Roosevelt in Maine. Put a jacuzzi on the 7 train and lay John Coltrane play with that cocaine face. I know your crabs from that old Bay taste. The brass band with 7 pieces. My bitch's name is Peaches. We got twin Mac 11s with the features. Shit, you barely got sneaker money. So much dick in their mouth, that's why these motherfuckers speaking funny. You need to speak clearer, dear, cause I can't hear ya. You need to speak clearer, dear, cause I can't hear ya. Shit. The Magic Johnson of the game. These lanes don't wanna play with me. Smile on your face, but I really know you hating me. I know you're mad cause I'm sick and it's plain to see. It's me. Ride the Harley into the sunset. 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 Ride the Harley into the sunset.
Trying to Yes. Now the microphone works. That's awesome.
Butt sprinkles.
Butt sprinkles, yes. Oh, it's been so long, I don't know what we're doing. I have no idea. I don't know what to call it. I don't know what we're going to say. But it's imagination.com. It's me, El Ketter. It is MIC who's here, not saying anything.
Hey.
He's got water in his hand. So is it the Herbalt show? I don't know. Maybe. That's what I called the playlist that I loaded up in a mix to make the show. But I don't know. I've been toying with maybe calling it something else, maybe whatever, but I don't want to get too fancy too fast.
It is the yet to be named show. I like that.
So yeah. But we're back. How long has it been?
It has been too long.
Oh my god.
It has been far too long, Ketter.
What years? How many years has it been since there's been a podcast or a radio show? For those that don't know, myself and MIC are the former hosts of the Urban Alternative Show on 90.7 FM WTCC in Springfield, Massachusetts. But we were unceremoniously tossed from our gig playing tunes for the people at the radio station for a very long time ago. We've tried at different points to keep podcasts rolling on here on imagination.com to varying degrees of success. Had podcast parties, people volunteered to do podcasts, some people did podcasts, some people didn't do podcasts. So it's been kind of a wild ride over the years when it comes to any kind of auditory programming. I came back last year or the year before, I don't know, it's been a while, with a series of house mixes. It was kind of the return to putting some shit on the internet, but we haven't had a show. Haven't had a show where we talk about what's going on.
Talk about the current events.
Current events, what's going on in our lives, what's on television, various things of that nature. What's going on around the city.
What's going on in the neighborhood?
Yes. Yes. So we've been threatening each other with mostly just each other with bringing the podcast back for a long time.
We spent many years talking about
it. Yeah, a lot of time talking about it.
Let's do some more radio type stuff.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, doesn't have to be on terrestrial radio.
No.
Because we'll get kicked off of whatever.
Oh, we'll yeah. At this point,
we don't
want to
get kicked off of stuff anymore.
I want to play swears and stuff, so it's like, you know, not being on the radio is.
I might want to say butt sprinkles.
I'm sure you said butt sprinkles before.
I got a letter from somebody
who was in jail.
Some church folk.
That's who you got a letter from. You got a letter from a guy in jail
that said, "Please talk about butt sprinkles." That's keeping me alive.
Exactly. But you know, like I said, we've been talking about it for a long time, and there's a lot of you out there who, requested our return, I guess I'll say. I mean, to varying degrees, whether you were fans of the show and, you know, been like, oh, we need more Herbalt, you know, whatever. Or you were fans of the podcast and were like, hey, you haven't uploaded a podcast in a long time. Thank you. Thank you for keeping us in mind and, asking us to come back. And I'm just glad that we've had the opportunity to come back. I think,
yes.
We're
doing it for the people.
Yeah. I finally invested a couple bucks in a decent mic, that we could both talk into at the same time.
By far the fanciest mic we have used, whether it was on the radio or in either of our little recording studios.
Yeah. It's definitely the fanciest looking. I don't know, you with the cordless mic, that was pretty fancy.
Yeah, but that was not for doing any type of...
I know.
That was more of a...
That was for doing...
speeches at events,
recording a pooping.
True.
Taking it into the bathroom.
This microphone is not going into the bathroom. I'm sorry, folks. I don't think it can.
I'd have to get a really really long USB cord for that. That's not.
I moved the bathroom really closer to the computer.
I don't know. It's pretty close right now. Actually, I don't know if it got any closer. We'd be in trouble, I think. But
it took us how many minutes to get into toilet humor on the show? What,
we got
where
it.
Where are we at? 15 minutes in?
Yep.
Already making poop.
Shit, I don't know. I have no way of
if you had the over,
how long things are running.
Or the under of when we would talk about bathroom stuff.
You don't want to be under. In the background. In the background, we've got M. Cody of LittleFishInc.com is in the house, adding her two cents. I have no idea how well she can be heard on mic because she's on the other side of the room, but she's injecting her own flavor because she can't play Watch Dogs while we record the podcast. Speaking of Watch Dogs, PlayStation Network, Imagination HQ, get at me. we can play some Assassin's Creed or something probably. Also in the background, you got music from Selah. It's called What I Do. It's from his first CD, which is I believe, considering the title, is his debut. Los Angeles, I think, based beat maker. And you've heard a little bit of music from Earl Sweatshirt and Action Bronson. We had like a little mini set there. Started off with Earl and Action over beats from The Alchemist on Warlord Leather. Just banging. It's a banger.
Yes.
Nice break beats. Some hard rhyming from the two of them.
I like those guys.
You also heard Easy Rider from Action Bronson's brand new and ultimately fantastic Mr. Wonderful CD. Can't stop playing that. Playing it a lot at work. We also got Earl Sweatshirt from his sophomore LP, I Don't Like Shit, I Don't Go Outside. That song was called Faucet.
He needed to drop that like a month ago when nobody was going outside here in the Northeast.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, the weather's just starting to get nice right now, actually.
Nice Earl, if you're listening, you can go outside. It'll be all right.
It's true.
There might be some shit that you might like out there.
Might end up in the hospital, too, though.
It's true.
I don't know. We're gonna talk about the hospital a little later on in the show. I think we're going to...
One of the many reasons we haven't been doing podcasts.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get old.
That definitely...
you got to go to the hospital.
That definitely got in the way. But we're going to move back to a little bit more music. We got... what do we got coming up? Because these are your songs now.
These are songs that I did.
Yep.
I have many aliases that I rap over. Nah, we got some stuff coming up. Up next, dude out of Sweden, Ishii, with Pusha T. Coming at you on the soon-to-be-named show, podcast, thingamabob, in your ear.
With your mom.
Sure. Everyone's mom's in my ear.
Yeah. Rockin' with the rockin' with the motherfuckin' rockin' with the rockin'. push it, push it, push it.
Rocking with the motherfucking greatest, I push it.
Yeah,
push it. Yes, I've been cooking. Road trips, them risks they been tooking. Been balling, hoes they been looking. I first class in flights I've been booking. One in Bed-Stuy, she's so Brooklyn. I can't dodge her, she's so Brooklyn. They let the crooks in, we let the guns blow. All you see is brake lights through the gun smoke.
Rockin' with the rockin', rockin' with the motherfucking rockin' with the rockin', rockin' with the motherfucking rockin' with the rockin', rockin' with the motherfucking rockin'.
Rocking with the motherfucking greatest, I push it.
Day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Swish, swish. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Nah, already know I'm straight from the shop. All day, nigga. Top, 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 side. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Shopping for the winner and it's just made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, it's shit cray, nigga. And you ain't getting money unless you got eight figures. But at G's and P's, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to FedCon, that sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Ken, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the Allstate, nigga. If you're running to me, better have Allstate with you. You a Rick Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Cause you do shit the Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway thicker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga.
I took a young sweet breath and I reached into my earth. Gave him what I had left. At that moment, I dispersed. At that moment, I dispersed.
All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly, fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some here now for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the passenger side. All day, nigga. Nah, already know I'm straight from the shop. All day, nigga. Sap, 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 sap. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo! I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo! It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo!
You know I still go wild, wild. Like a light-skinned slave boy. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real sus right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now.
Right now,
24-7, 365 days, everybody getting paid.
Go crazy.
Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both MJs. People saying, yeah, yeah, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, son, bitch. All day, nigga.
I took a young sweet breath and I reached into my earth. Gave him what I had left. At that moment, I dispersed. At that moment, I dispersed.
Chill out, chill out.
I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings. On my record, I'm a motherfucking gangster. Silence for the record, Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to sign my face this all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright, alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before.
nigga. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go, nigga? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure, nigga. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright, alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
Nights in my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me, so I went running for answers.
Yeah. All right. Feel like I got my training wheels off.
Yeah.
We're back on the airwaves of
your Wi-Fi signal. Those are the airwaves we're on. We're on the Bluetooth
of your internet. So yep. so when you download this and play it as you walk around the neighborhood, don't do that. Don't just put some headphones in and do that. You know, there's many things I wish for: world peace and world hunger, stuff like that. You know what I want? If I had one wish, just don't play music from your cell phone as you walk around town. Just don't do it. Get a big giant boombox.
Do that.
That's cool.
Yep.
You know, bump it out of your car. Fantastic. Play it out of your phone, so I have to hear it. All horrible. Just get some proper headphones, man. You don't need to get those fancy Dr. Dre headphones.
Anyone who follows me on the Facebook has probably read my complaints regarding this very issue. People getting on the bus with the cell phone, playing whatever the fuck they play. I don't know. And they're usually playing a bunch of really awful, awful shit, too. That's the thing. Like, it's usually just not good. And I swear to you, and like I said, anyone who follows me might have even remember this particular incident. Mike is knocking into the microphone. I swear to you, one day some asshole got on the bus with his laptop. Yo, he got on the bus with an open laptop.
It was already open?
Yes, and
he walked out
with an open laptop, blaring music out of his laptop. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that it was happening. And then he got on the bus and he tried kicking it to some chick that was on the bus.
And he was like, "Yo, check out these beats for my EP." And she could have been too. And slowly closed the laptop.
That would have been really good if that happened.
Situation.
But no, he played the music until he got off the bus. It was, I really couldn't believe that it happened. Actually, it was just
that's a new one.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
He was like, "Yo, I don't have my phone or a tablet, but I'm gonna just walk out with my laptop." And it probably was like one of those big 24-inch Samsung.
Yes.
Laptops,
no, it was a full size. Like a, no, it was a full. It wasn't like a little 12 or 13-inch. No, this was a full size laptop computer. And but my man, I don't know. Part of me was like, "Yo." Part of me had like an extra amount of respect for dude because he was really going for it. But then the other part of me was just like, "This fucking guy."
We used to do PSAs.
Yeah,
for millions of years
on the radio.
Community radio. Yep. This is our PSA to you folks out there. Don't do that. Don't be that guy.
Oh no! Don't
be laptop on the bus guy.
No,
don't be laptop at the school cafeteria guy. You know what? You should just, at this point now in 2015, you should not have your laptop out anywhere in public at all.
Be headphones guy.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. Wherever you are, be headphones guy.
All you dudes at the coffee shop, taking up all the space, not letting me sit down so I can enjoy my latte. Close the laptop, throw it out the window.
Dude on the bus playing Don't Stop Believing on your cell phone, on your cell phone speakers.
No.
Get some headphones. They do exist. They're not very expensive.
I should carry cheap headphones from the dollar store in my pocket.
I said I was going to start doing that, actually.
And, like, plug it in and give it to them.
For a very long time, I said I was going to start doing that because it was like, oh, yo, I can afford an extra $12. Just drop some headphones on some neighborhood kids who don't know any better.
I think we should do that. You know, like, Tom's has a thing where you buy a pair of shoes, you get, like, a kid a pair of shoes. We could do one where, like, if you buy some headphones, you get a headphones go to some needy folks who need
one.
That
is a perfect, perfect idea.
I would just talk to Obama about getting some free headphones for the folks on the bus.
I foresee the Republicans not liking that idea, just like they don't like the Obamacare. I gotta say, I gotta come out. I'm coming out. Yes, I'm coming out on the show.
Fantastic.
As a supporter of the Obamacare, I'm going to say thanks, Obama, and mean it, unlike so many other people who say it and are doing it to be sarcastic. Thanks, Obama, for the Obamacare, because I started my Obamacare subscription at the beginning of the year in January, and I was salty about it. You know, I was like, oh, I got to pay for insurance, or else I'm going to have to pay at tax time, because, you know, I'm currently employed by someone who does not offer benefits to their employees, so I gotta get the insurance, and I'm like, okay, I don't have an extra, you know, X amount of dollars every month to pay for this insurance. This is ridiculous. Literally the next month, I ended up in the hospital with a kidney ailment, kidney stones, having kidney failure with a ludicrously high blood pressure, just a mess. And I sincerely mean this. I could have died. I didn't really focus on that at the time.
Thank God for the safe belt.
That the events were happening. But realistically, I could have not come out of the hospital. And it's like, you know, having the insurance, it covered the hospital visit.
Obama saved your life.
Yeah, Obama literally did save my life. And I, you know, say what you will about, you know, the constitutionality of having to buy insurance and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, thanks to Obama, they went in my pee hole, got the stone out. Yank that sucker right out, and I'm here doing the podcast.
Hey, that's fantastic. You know, sometimes you have to go into your pee hole and remove something to find your way back to putting music on the
sometimes that's what it takes. It takes, you know, having somebody use some kind of laparoscopic or whatever they call it thing that goes up your nose.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. Now, MIC was was laid up. I forget when I was in the hospital, but I had
literally like 2 weeks after I got out.
Luckily, I did not have to have anything go up my pee hole to eradicate the kidney stones or whatever I had. And Obama did not help me. Actually, he did in the other way. I get health insurance through my job, but job is sort of funded through our fine president.
It's true.
By not
true.
shutting us down and other fine folks in Massachusetts. So yeah. PSA number two. Take care of yourselves, guys. Drink the water.
Yeah. Seriously, you know what? I got, you know, all jokes aside, one of the things that I kind of came out of the hospital with is, like, you know, sort of a renewed interest in health, a renewed interest in, like, diet and, you know, taking better care of oneself, which I know is surprising considering my current Facebook photo is me eating a giant donut.
That was a very healthy donut.
But that goes way back to like November, And at that point, I was killing myself. You know what I mean? And so it's like, you know, drink, like he said, drinking water, put down the soda. You know, I'm a lover of Dr. Pepper myself, but yo, put the soda down, especially if you're drinking a regular soda. You know, eat some stuff that's not processed. Realistically, if you go into the grocery store, almost everything on the shelves at the grocery store, and I'm not talking about just junk food, I'm not talking about just the Hostess and Little Debbie's and the Ruffles and all that kind of stuff. Literally everything on the shelves at the store is designed to kill you.
Kenner is advocating to not go to the grocery store.
I'm serious. It's like I go in the grocery store. I go in the grocery store and I'm like, I can't eat any of this. This is all poison. Like, yo, the flour and, you know, the carbs and the high fructose corn syrup and, like, yo, all of it. It's just, it's all designed to kill you. They want you dead. I'm serious. I know I sound ridiculous, but I'm totally, totally serious. And you know, a lot of us, you know, maybe we haven't had access to healthcare, that kind of stuff. You know, we don't necessarily have access to a lot of healthier foods. We might live in a food desert, whatever. Make some steps. Small change can have a huge, huge impact. I know. I'm not going to reveal everything about what I know about that right now. I'll save that for later in the year. Me and you will talk about that when we're off the mic, actually. But
secret conversations.
But yeah, you know. I think it is a really funny coincidence that both myself and MIC wound up in the hospital at the beginning of the year. We had both been like, yo, we're going to get the podcast back up. We're gonna do this. I ordered the microphone. And it actually came in the mail while I was in the hospital bed.
Hey.
So that's another reason why, you know, it's taken us a little extra time after I know I made the announcement about the microphone and all kinds of stuff to get our shit together and, like, get back to it. But we're here. And we're playing music for you. Like,
learn.
Right now. What do we got playing in the background, MIC?
Background sounds courtesy of our homie Shlomo. Got a new album coming out fairly soon. I believe May.
May-ish.
I should probably know this stuff, but you know.
Whatever.
I didn't take any notes. But yeah, album's called Dark Red. If you're into the Shlomo beat, it is definitely as Shlomo-y as always. Yeah. It's good music for me to drive home to after a long day at work. Also, before that, we had Sounds of Kendrick Lamar off of To Pimp a Butterfly. It was all right. Might have heard a lot about that album. Apparently, it's got the whole internet a buzz. Yeah. MIC was talking off the air.
Yeah,
about the you know, how I'm not. I need to, like, follow more.
No, you know, you don't need to follow them, actually.
All I know about is, like, who's talking about what on, like, Facebook or other, like, social media that I'm not on as often. So I don't know how crazy, but no. But I dig the album. There's lots of different folks that like it for a million different reasons.
Yeah, there's been a huge groundswell of support for the record. Like, you know, whether MIC was aware of it or not, other than, like, a handful of people talking about it. Like, so many articles and... Sadly, the huge outpouring of positivity for the album has kind of hurt it for me. Like, for me personally, it's made it difficult for me to like the album because of how super hard so many different people have been going for it.
Too many people like it too much.
Really, and I hate to say that, but it's the truth. And I was a big...
Is that before you... See, the thing is, for me, like, I was like... It, like, came out, and I was, like, home, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna listen to this when I drive my hour-long drive out from, you know, East Buttfuck on the way home. So, and I didn't have any, I had, like, you know, I, not that I had any expectations, but, like, hey, I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I really like this.
Nah, it was like even before I had a chance to hear that album.
I didn't even know
there
it
was like articles. Yeah. And, yeah. So I mean, it was
it like leaked or whatever. It made like,
It made it very difficult. But all right, that's one of the songs on the album that I do dig a lot. Like I was saying to Mike while we were off the air,
Skateboard P.
It's very, very much in the vein of Good Kid, Mad City, which a lot of the stuff on the new album is not necessarily in that vein. But there's definitely, it definitely has its moments. I'm just not like on some Kendrick Lamar.
You're not waving the flag outside your door.
Kendrick Lamar is the new John Coltrane. Yes, that's an actual thing someone said.
Oh, internet. Someone out there is probably saying that he is the new whatever.
Yeah, so he's a young dude, one of the very talented young MCs in the game right now, and he put out another good album. That's what I'm going to say about it. And that's my opinion right there.
There's your review.
And then before the Kendrick, we had something that MIC just exposed me to because I hadn't seen any of the YouTube.
See, how did you not see that? But you knew about Kendrick Lamar.
Hey man, because I follow Kendrick and Action Bronson and those are my dudes that I follow that are like the younger generation. I follow Bus Driver. I follow.
I need to expand my social media beyond dogs and other dogs that are friends with
MIC.
Dogs.
Does follow a lot of dogs. We did have the new newish Kanye West all day, which he actually stopped while we were putting the podcast together. He stopped me so that we could watch the YouTube video.
Yeah, because when I first heard the song, I had seen the video from the Brit Awards, and I was like, this dude is insane. On stage, like 400 deep, black hoodies, black boots, flamethrowers. And like, I'm like, yo, it was a sight to see.
It was a spectacle to behold. Yeah. I'm like,
this is what I want from my hip hop folks. You know, not all the time, but hey, give me something powerful like that. And it was great.
All you need is a flamethrower. That's really all you need.
Yeah.
And
also it was you know. I can't stand the other two songs he had put out prior to that. Yeah. So I was like, flamethrow those trash songs, Kanye. Just flamethrow them. Throw them up in the air, burn them to the ground, and make tracks like this.
Yeah, I know MIC was not a fan of the Paul McCartney joint and the kid's song about the baby and all that kind of stuff. Which...
I can't really be mad at someone for making a song.
I can be mad for someone for posting a picture of their baby on Facebook. I can definitely be mad about that. I was not necessarily mad, but I wasn't going out and downloading those songs either. Like it was.
You're not playing that on the bus.
Not on your
laptop.
no, that was not happening. And then
Kanye,
you were going nuts.
I really like this other song too. Ishii's song. This dude from Sweden, producer from Sweden with Pusha T, who I think he's gonna put an EP out like next month. But he's very vague about his discussions about what he's doing for music, which is cool. But he does a bunch of different stuff, art wise, clothing wise, visual wise. So.
And I know nothing about any of that.
Nah, me neither. The video popped up. I was like, yo, this song knocks. It's got my man Pusha T on it. So fantastic.
Yeah, Pusha T. When I was getting everything ready, I was playing
Numbers on the
Board.
Yeah,
yeah. And it was weird, you know, after the dissolution of Clips, Numbers on the Board came out. Yo, that song was mega hard, really dope. And then the album, it was alright, right?
Yeah, it had a handful of good.
Yeah,
it's when I get albums now, it's like I just expect. It's like. I don't think folks need... One thing I liked about the Kendrick album was that, you know, he made, like, a whole album for so many times. I listen to albums, and I'm like there's so many skips. I'm like, yo, some of these joints got to hit the cutting room floor. Just because you got to turn in 12 songs to, like, reach your label's ideal of what you need so you can get out of your deal or whatever. It's like, I got to deliver 14 songs to the label or they're going to kill me. It's like, yo, these songs be trash. So.
And you know, like you feel about the Kendrick, that's the way I feel about the Action Bronson record. Beginning to end, no skips.
I'm gonna skip nothing.
I'm like, you know, I need more of that. I need more of that in my life. just dope beats.
Yeah.
You know, we don't get a lot of, there's certain people who deliver. There's like the dudes that are my dudes that I've been listening to for like the last 5-6 years that they've been holding it down with, you know, putting out a new album every year or whatever. Like I mentioned, Open Mike Eagle, Serengeti, cats like that. But they are in no way in the mainstream.
Yeah, you got more control over your product. And you can sort of like do what you want.
Right. They're not beholden to, you know, somebody at Good Music being like,
25 songs on your album. You have a bunch of skits in between your songs.
Which is why I do think we are seeing more of like the Kendrick situation and like the Earl situation, where albums are just kind of like popping up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I kind of feel like Kendrick probably had his hand was on that album. You know, from beginning to end, mm-hmm. He put it together. He was like, "Oh, this is what I want," you know, because there really isn't like the same kind of like hits formula that was there on Good Kid, Mad City, with like, you know, swimming pools and Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe. Which, yo, I love both those songs, but like, I mean, if those songs weren't gonna be hits, fuck the music industry, basically. You know what I mean? Like, if those songs weren't gonna happen. Mm-hmm. On like the mixtape level or the radio level or whatever, something was seriously wrong with the recording industry. Whereas the new album, I think, is like, it's kind of all over the place with like different styles. It's got like the G-funk stuff, the mm-hmm. jazz stuff, you know, whatever. So I think you're gonna probably see a lot more of that. Like Earl basically produced that album all on his own. There's like a couple of beats on there from Left Brain. He's got like Wiki from Rat King is on the album, mm-hmm. and you know, sort of unexpected. It dropped out of nowhere. I think that's gonna be the thing that we're seeing from a lot of artists, you know, from now on. Whereas somebody like Bronson, major label debut technically,
mm-hmm.
And that album is so pure to him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it was a really big surprise. You know, he didn't go for like the hot producer or whatever. I mean,
a bunch of other dudes on the album.
I mean, Mark Ronson, you know, Uptown Funk or whatever, he's definitely like a hot producer, but not you. When you think of hip hop dudes, you're not necessarily thinking of Ronson first. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know, Party Supplies, and you know, he's got Oh No mm-hmm, produced, mm-hmm. you know, one of the songs on the album. So it's like, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying that there's any kind of renaissance going on or anything like that, but it's good to see some of the, you know, the younger cats who you would probably expect to get pushed around by the industry a little bit more, flexing their muscle a little bit and doing something that's them rather than, you know, going after. I mean, you know, none of them. Yo, even the Kendrick. No Drake. There's no Drake feature. You know what I'm saying? It's like nobody's going to get in Drake, and nobody's going to get in, you know. There's not
saying I need you to have Snoop on this record
need,
right
you
here.
You know, you need Nicki Minaj on this. Yeah. You need, you know, whatever. And so it's a good thing. It's a good thing. You know. I'm glad because that means we're gonna have, you know, more music to play as we go forth with the podcast as a regular thing. We haven't decided how regular it's gonna be.
I was like, "Yo, we just need to get this done by April Fool's Day,
just so it's on and like you know we're back because we're back." I don't know if we're gonna do bi-weekly, if we're gonna do monthly, what we're gonna do. I mean, I already got more songs we could be playing. There's definitely other shit that we can be doing as far as putting together mixes or whatever.
Yeah, like I said, when I talked to Mike last night, I was like, "Yo, we could do some house joints."
Yeah,
we got to. You know, there's still plenty of like old dusty tracks that I listen to that are new to me.
Right.
That are like, you know, because we did the Dusty Groove show or whatever. I'm like, there's, you know, we do several different shows. We do a whole show where we play a bunch of black metal.
Yeah. Yo, it could happen. I mean, I'm not saying it's gonna happen, but it could happen.
We could have guest folks come over here,
right,
and play a bunch of crazy stuff.
Because anybody could just bring a thumb drive with some jams on it and get down, basically.
That's what you're gonna be in.
The only thing that I know isn't gonna immediately happen is any kind of like live turntablism situations, just because it just so happens that right before we started getting down with the podcast situation, one of my turntables died, so I'm going to have to get it fixed before we can, get back into that. I was hoping that was going to be a thing, just because it's going to be just as easy to plug the microphone into the laptop in the lab and get that going. But that's coming, just not anytime soon. And I think that's pretty much everything we wanted to address for now, right? Before we wrap the show up with one more jam. We got more new music. Something else from MIC's laptop. He came in, said, "Oh," I was like, "What's that?" He was like, "Oh, that's something from last week."
People I love, Shlomo Jamie XX. I play a lot of, in the car, at work. I really dig him, but he's got an album coming out this summer, this spring. Someone tell me. Someone send me a message while they're listening. It's like, "Yo, is the album's dropping this date?" Because I don't know. Joy called Loud Places with Romy from the XX. With a sweet little sample on there that you can figure out. I mean, which drop any.
You may or may not have in your record collection.
But it's fresh. It's good, little springtime, summer, late night, vibey joint. But yeah, I've been playing it a lot.
And he's gonna play it now for you.
I'm playing it now for you.
And I'm gonna do that too, because I'm also here.
Hey, touch the button on the thing.
Yeah, we're gonna be touching some buttons. That's gonna do it for us though. Check us out again sometime soon. Like I said, I don't know how soon. Myself, El Ketter, MIC,
and Cody making noise in the background.
In the place to be. We got M. Cody back there. That's been us for ImageEyeNation.com, Herbalt Show, or whatever we're going to call it. We don't know yet. Until next time.
Show to be named later.
Peace.
with